Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click, that goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Welcome back, and let's start off with Fresno families in Sacramento. Tuesday, pled with Public Safety Committee to close loophole, letting hit-and-run drivers off easy. Assemblyman Jim Patterson will try once again to help families of hit-and-run victims change state law to close a loophole that benefits drivers who flee the scene. Gavin's Law, AB 1067, passed almost unanimously twice through the Assembly, but has failed to pass through the Senate Public Safety Committee. The bill will once again be heard in the Assembly Public Safety Committee. If signed into law, AB 1067 will increase penalties for drivers in fatal hit-and-run crashes from the current maximum of 4 years to 6 years. As the law is written, a DUI driver who leaves the scene and sobers up before being caught avoids a potential 15-year sentence for felony DUI charges. Gavin's Law is named after beloved Central Valley Vice Principal Gavin Gladding. Gavin was killed in a hit-and-run accident in September of 2018. The driver was sentenced to 3 years, but only served 13 months behind bars. Testifying in support of Gavin's Law are Rita Gladding, Gavin's mother, and Mike Oswego, whose sister Courtney Oswego was killed in a hit-and-run crash in February 2021 in Oakland. Mono County, March 27th. Recent studies have found that child care providers are being underpaid by subsidy programs designed to reimburse providers for their work in the child care industry. These subsidies were established to allow for financial assistance to help make child care more affordable for low-income families with parents who were working or enrolled in education or training programs. California is one of the nation's leaders in child care subsidies. While these subsidies allow children to have a place to go while their guardians work, the workers of the child care centers, however, need more accurate reimbursement for the actual costs of child care. Recent reports have found that California child care workers are being underpaid for their work in the child care industry. To get the full article, go to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Propane is safe, reliable, and efficient fuel to heat your home and support your family. There's a link to a video on the Eastern Sierra Now app. The video is from Chief Tomer, Mammoth Lakes Fire Protection District, teaching you about measures you can take to protect your system to ensure its safety, as well as that of your home and family. This includes constantly making sure that all propane pipes, valves, regulators, and tanks are clear of snow and ice. Be alert. If you smell gas, immediately put out all smoking materials and other open flames. Do not operate lights, appliances, telephones, or cell phones. Flames or sparks from these sources can trigger an explosion or a fire. Leave the area immediately, and from a neighbor's home or other nearby building, away from the gas leak, call 911. Do do not return to the building or the area until it's safe to do so. The Bronco JV girls softball team lost their season opener to Rosamond 12-10. It was a close game with the lead changing every inning. The game ended after four innings due to the limited time. Just when the Lady Broncos were starting to hit their stride. The Broncos played a great game considering this is only the second game they've played this season. Mammoth Elementary Roundup rescheduled to April 25th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. For the flyer and more information, you can go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Death Valley, California. Park rangers were dispatched to Badwater Basin in Death Valley National Park around 2:30 a.m. on the morning of March 24th to look for a woman reported missing by her companions. The woman returned around 8:20 a.m. after hiking to a road and hitchhiking. The group had hiked onto the salt flats at night to photograph the stars. The 61-year-old woman of Austin, Texas, left her group to retrieve something from the vehicle in the parking lot. Her companions became concerned when she did not return. After searching for her, her companions drove to Furnace Creek for cell service and to call 911. Park rangers drove to Badwater, turned on bright flashing vehicle lights, and searched on foot. When she hadn't been found by daybreak, more Death Valley National Park employees were called out to assist with the search, bringing the total to 7 responders. Park rangers requested assistance from California Highway Patrol helicopters, which was on its way when the woman was found. When the woman realized she had hiked farther than the distance to the parking lot and was lost, unable to see landmarks in the dark, she stopped moving. Once the sun rose, she was able to see the road and walk to the junction of Badwater Road and Natural Bridge Road, a few miles north of Badwater. She hitchhiked back to Badwater parking lot and arrived at 8:20 a.m. Looking at the weather for Mammoth today, we've got snow showers with a high of 29, a low of 9. Tomorrow, afternoon snow with a high of 30, a low of 8. Friday is supposed to be sunny with a high of 37 and a low of 11. For Bishop, we're looking at partly cloudy today and tomorrow. Today's going to be a high of 53 and a low of 31. Tomorrow, a high of 53, but a low of 27. Friday's going to be sunny with a high of 59 and a low of 32. And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.